Yuma Perches Mishnah Aleph. We're now in the last perek of Maseches Yuma. Is really the only part of Yuma that's written expressly for Bizman Hazeh. The other seven prokim is the Seder HaAvoida. And that's why you look in the back of the Gemara and the Rosh and the Ran really start their pirush on the Masechta with the Rif over here, because this is what's Nagei Halakha L'maaseh. Yoyim HaKippurim Osur Bachilo U'Bishtiyo B'Rechitzo B'Sicho V'Ni'ilah Satzandlo U'B'Tashma Shamita. These five are known as the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. The Torah says, Ach be'osel ha'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh yom ha'kippurim mikruhu mikra kodesh yiyah lochem v'nisim es nafshei seichem. That's the mitzvah saseh. And the lois saseh is kichol ha'nefesh ha'she lois su'une be'etzem ha'yom hazeh v'nichruso me'amel. There's also other psukim. The pasuk says, Ta'anu es nafshei seichem. The pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshei seichem. There's a pasuk in pasuk chof tes. What we just read is in perek chof gimel, chof zayin through chof tes. The other pasuk that we read is in Parshas Emor, and then there's also a pasuk in Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, in the Parshas HaMusafim. So the reason why there are five tzivuyim, five psukim that the Mefarshim list off, the Rav brings, is a remez. It's not a makor, but it's a remez that there are five inuyim, like we just said in the Mishnah. Achila, Rechitza, Sicha, Nila Satzambo, and Tashma Shamita. Achila and Shtia, of course, are one. So, L'chayr, the Mashmoisa, that would be that they're all Shavim B'Shavim. And when the Pasuk says, V'avadati Yisanefe Shahi, V'nichrisa, Me'amel L'chayr, all five of them would be equal. All five of them are Dairaisa. All five of them carry the Einish of Koros. In reality, that's not the case. Only Achila and Shtia are Bekoros. The other ones are not Bekoros. It's even questionable which of the others, besides Achila and Shtia, which is one, is Dairaisa. So the Rav starts with one line, and he explains this, that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Yom HaKippurim Osur Be'achila V'chulei. It's not Osur, it should say on Achila Shtia the Chayv Koros, and the other ones are Osur. He says the Tana says one Lashon for all five, even though Achila Shtia are Be'koros. And then the Rav Cheshmans out the five Psukim, but that's clearly only an Asmachta, because the Gemara is Meduyik, and the Rishonim are clear that the other ones are Derabanan. Achila and Shtia also, there's a Makor. The Gemara and Dafayin Dal, the Rambam over here in the Tesis Yomtiv both bring that when the Pasuk says V'havadati is hanefesh ahi, the Mashmos is that the Inui that we're talking about Lagabi Koris is Inui sheyesh be'avedas nefesh. The only Inui that a person is going to die if he's missing, a person can not take a shower for years, cannot wear shoes, it could be Menef and Tashma Shamita, but he can't go for a long amount of time, days, weeks, whatever it is, V'achil Ushtir. So those have Avedas Nefesh, those have Koros. That's another remez. One point to point out, Sicha Nil Sata Sandal B'Tash M'Shamita sound for sure like the Durabonon. Rechitza is something interesting. The Tosfos Yeshanim over here in the beginning of the Perek, Mamash on the first lines of the Mishnah, wants to say that this that we find that there's a chiluk between Achila Shtia because of the Vavadati, the Avedas Nefesh, that the Pasuk says, Vavati is a Nefesh Ahi, that's the Gabi Koris. It's Shaykh that the other ones should be Midereisa. The five Psukim, maybe it is a Makor that they are Midereisa. But he wants the Taina that you have a basic problem. The Mishnah says that, let's say, Rechitza is Dereisa, Sikh is Dereisa, Nilas HaSandol, he's willing to say, is Derabon. Nilas HaSandol is not the regular Inui. Nils HaSandal might even be a symbolic idea, like the Svarim bring. Taking off one's shoes, good, it's an Inui, he has to walk on the ground, but it's also a darg of Kedusha, like Shal Nolecho, Mi'al Raglecho, Kiad Maskoidishi. On Yom Kippur, a person sheds his Kesher with Olam Hazeh, with Gashmir. Svarim are full of that, so the Nils HaSandal is certainly not a proper Inui. Barabam, he wants to say Rechitza Sicha and Tashma Shamita could be Deiraisa, but he has a problem. Look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. V'amelech v'akalo yichatzu es peneim. The Mishnah says that a melech, kovra malchus, is that he has to wash his face. He can't look not put together. V'akalo, the Gemara says, that she has to be put together again. K'dei l'chav v'albayla. What's a kalo, by the way? Lamed yoim. Not the whole Shana Roshana. V'achayo tinol es hasandol. A chayo could wear shoes because she has to, her feet can't be cold. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, v'chachomim oisrim. The chachomim don't have this heter on Melech, Kala, and Chaya. Chaya, we're not talking about B'mokum Sakonis Nefoshes. We're talking about just for comfort as she's getting back to herself. The dinim exactly of what a Chaya is on Legabi Pukuk Nefoshes, that's not for this point. Al Kaponim L'Choyra, the Heter, if it would be an Issa Deraisa, there can't be a Heter for a Kala or for a Melech. Clearly, it's only an Issa Derabona. So the way the Tais Yishanim says it is, he says that Achil Ushtiyah is Achil Ushtiyah. Rechitza, certainly washing one's face is Derabonon. The Rechitza that he's talking about, which would be Deraisa, would be Rechitza's Kol HaGuf, what we would call in English taking a shower. Sicha would mean Sichas Kol HaGuf. Sichas Eiver Echod would definitely not be Deraisa. So this is the way the Tais Yishanim says. It's possible that they're all Deraisa. Again, barring Ni'ilah Sandal, the others are Deraisa, no Koris, but with limitations, only a Chelik. Now, L'chor Megmen Fregen HaShayla, Alomdish HaShayla. If Rechitzas Eiver Echod is Derabonon, or rather, if Rechitzas Kol HaGuf is Deraisa, L'chor Rechitzas Eiver Echod should be like a Chatzi Shir. Similar, the Gemara over here goes off into a whole discussion. Yom Kippurim Osur Bachil, doesn't say Chayv Koris, you know why? Because even less than that which is chayv in a bekoris, even if a person would take one little bite, chatzis she also min haTorah, it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, the Gemara has narichus, we pass in Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis she also min haTorah. So eating one bite is also machlokes, it's an issa deraisa, by the way, not issa derabonah. Oy bazoi, what's the difference between eating the shir of koris and the issa deraisa of chatzis shir, to rechitzas kol gufi, which is an issa deraisa, and rechitzas ever echot? And here you have to say a word. That Rechitzas Kol Guf and Rechitzas Eiver Echod are not more and less. It's a distinctly different thing. Washing your face and taking a shower is two different things. Taking a shower is proper Rechitza. Washing one's face is not Rechitza. It's an Issa Derabonon. That's not Rechitza. It's not bathing. That's washing your face. Achilas Mashahu is a chelek of eating a kezayis. Or we'll see in the next Mishnah, more than a kezayis, a kesebis. So that's Chatzis Shi'os Minatayr. We'll share with the other one Lomdish Chilik, one Lomdish Vort over here. We have the sugya over here of Chatzis Shi'os Minatayr. Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish have a Shi'a B'chol HaTayr Kula. If a person needs to have a Gazayas of Chelev, a Basa B'chol of a Nevela, whatever it is. The Mefarshim point out that the reason why the sugya is here is because there's an extra Chiddush by Yom Kippur. Hare. When a person eats Chazir Basa B'chol of, the thing itself is awesome. The chazer is a chaticha di yisura. The nevela is a chefza di yisura. Eating a half a kezayis is understandable that it would be awesome because soiv kol soiv, it's chazer. It's basa b'cholov. You're eating a chefza di yisura. Yom Kippur, hare, there's nothing wrong with the food. V'harai, you feed it to your kids, even though you wouldn't feed your kids nevela. If there's no mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur for a child, there's no issa. It's not a chefza di yisura. Who says this chatzishir? Steht a chiddush that even Yom Kippur shai chotz shos min haTorah, but it's a chiddush. There's a Yerushalmi that seems to say on the sugya of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, if anything, faket. The Yerushalmi says that by chotz yishir of Yom Kippur, l'kuli alma, even Rishlokish had only holds chotz yishir, is only in the Siddur Abonon, and it's not also the Rais, by Yom Kippur he's moida. And that's a pella. Chotz yishir in Yom Kippur, which is not a chefzi yisur, should be worse. What would be the pshat in that? So the Gilyon HaShas, that's printed on the side near Yerushalmi, over here in the 8th Perek in Yuma, says a beautiful, beautiful thing. He says he's not talking about he ate a crumb. Rish Lakish's shita is that when the Torah says, Loi Soichal, you're not allowed to eat, an achila, gemura, a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, not called achila. Eating a mashu of chelev, even if theoretically it's a chefza disur, it's chelev, but that's not called a ma'is achila. Says by Chatzishir of Yom Kippur, it's possible to eat a kezayis. Because if you look at the next Mishnah says that the shir of Achilo, which is Chayiv Koris on Yom Kippur, is Ha'ichol B'Koseves, which is bigger than a kezayis. So what we're talking about in the Yerushalmi, he says, the Gilyon HaShas from Shai Pik, is that he ate a kezayis, and it's Chatzishir insofar that it's not a Koseves, so it won't be Chayiv B'Koris, but certainly a Maisa Achila. So Rish Lakish will be made today also. Beautiful pshat. That would be the pshat over here. There's a lot to say on the sugya of Chatzishir, but we're mistapik just with that, what's Negev to the Chiddush Miuchedes in the sugya of Yom Kippur.